My dad's never been good with new technology. He's the kind of guy who calls tech support if a problem calls for anything more complicated than turn it off, turn it back on. Even with microwaves, a seemingly straightforward tool, my old man was once thrown for a loop. I was in third grade and had a baseball game to play. As game time approached, my dad was finishing up a backgammon match and told me to get changed. I remember bounding up the steps two at a time as I began to pull off my shirt over my head. I imagined stepping up to the plate and knocking the ball out of the park. I had a good feeling about today. But when I reached my room, something was wrong. My jersey was still filthy from the game before, which did not make any sense. You see, at my mom's place, my jersey just magically became clean and was always neatly laid out on the bed waiting for me. Something had gone horribly wrong with this process at my dad's house, and my jersey was still a crumpled mess covered in dirt from yesterday's game. I thundered back down the stairs as I yelled, "Dad, Dad, my jersey's dirty." He turned around from his game. Three kids and plenty of experiences similar to this one had cost him a lot of hair, and what he had left was graying fast. The majority of his hair had moved to his chest and stomach, which jutted over the waistband of his boxers as he stood up from his seat. Cursing under his breath, he grabbed my jersey and chucked it in the washing machine. "It's gonna be fine," he said. When he took my jersey out of the washer, though, I could tell he didn't know what to do. He couldn't send me to the game in a soaked uniform, but we didn't have enough time for my jersey to dry. He thought to himself. And without another word, he threw my sopping wet jersey, not in the dryer, but in the microwave. I hardly realized what he was doing when he slammed the door shut and set the timer for 5 minutes. I was stunned. I had never seen a microwave used to dry clothes before. How lucky was I to have a dad so smart and innovative? I knew that I would never forget this day. As the microwave whirred, my dad anxiously checked the time. He went upstairs to get changed and left me sitting at the kitchen table, swinging my legs as I waited patiently for the final piece of my uniform. The microwave's beep signaled it was time to take my jersey out. My dad reached in. "Well," he said, "it's a little damp." Dampness I could have dealt with, but my jersey was no less wet than it had been when he took it out of the washer. On top of that, the radiation from the microwave had somehow made my jersey semi-transparent. Surely this was some cruel joke. Perhaps it wasn't really my jersey, but no, it really was my jersey. And my dad really did put it in the microwave in order to dry it. We rode to the baseball game in silence. I threw on a white undershirt to hide my nipples, which would have otherwise shown through my new-look jersey. Luckily, it was a hot summer day, so my jersey actually dried pretty quickly in the sun. My dad had some explaining to do after the game, but aside from that, we moved on. I was right about one thing, though. I would never forget about that day. It was the last time I have ever trusted my dad with any sort of technology.